Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing? How's it going today? This is we had a major storm this morning. The tornado come through. Everybody's okay. So they hit the museum, Air Force Museum, part of it, just where they restored the aircraft outside. So they had to go out and rebuild it. I was in a long flow every day. Yeah, it is. So people I know have theories that somehow they're messing with the weather. So I can't say they are or they are not. We got food trucks at work now back again. You know how that goes. So what are your thoughts? I mean, is it unusual for Michigan? Well, right. I would have typed. I don't know. I can't really tell what's right, normal anymore and what's not, because it's been crazy for the last couple of years. Yeah, they actually do see the clouds for other reasons, but. Yeah, I don't think they really understand. I mean, they were supposed to have CO2. They have oxygen and CO2. They work together. The plant, give us what we need, we get the plants that they need. Well, yeah. I think we'll be going there. But it's okay. This is really weird. I don't understand how this is even happening when, you know, we get up to 70 degrees in February. It was 2 days. I go outside and it's sunny, and that's the weird thing. Sunny. How can it be sunny like that? What is it? It's the middle of it. It's crazy. Never expected it. It's 70 degrees outside. I don't know what to do. Do I go out and enjoy the weather, or do I? So anyway, what's going on? Anything? You like the holy packet of shit? Yeah. Oh. Would you care to share, or is it something you're going to keep secret? Yeah, sure. Okay. The answer.
Yep.
Okay, maybe that group has not figured out anything. If I'm on television.
Right.
Sure.
There's rockets.
Welcome to the program. Doobie,
yeah.
Welcome. Can you hear me?
It's all blurring, guys.
Okay. From Jack, thanks.
you can use any kind of like acid, like the hydrochloric acid. The CDS is like different than the MMS. But it's a derivative from the MMS. It's gas, which is like it closed inside a tank, and both of them are mixed together, hydrochloric acid and chlorine dioxide.
There you go.
It actually, anything that's oxidated inside the body, it will oxidate. Anything that's anti inside the body, you know, it's good.
Yeah, right.
I watched the chemist put this stuff under a microscope.
Yeah.
It was, oh, my. From when it didn't have CDS in it. He figured out that he sure like the chat for people with because the interaction that CDF had with the blood, it gave them separation where they wouldn't stick together.
Wow. So, okay. That's great. Wow, that's interesting. I got to check that out.
Yeah, check it out. It's worth looking. I'm actually setting up, I'm collecting a lot of videos, and I'm putting up a lot of videos and stuff on the information about the stuff out there on the website at
rebelhaze.com.
Yeah, all
right.
So I'll have all that information out there. And then you can go into like Telegram, download some of this stuff, find some stuff. So it's really a life-saving information. I don't think this type of information should be suppressed, you know what I mean?
So what's the name of that group again? I got to write this down.
It's called Universal Antidote.
Oh, okay. Okay. So hi, Doobie. How are you doing? Can you hear me? Doobie, can you shut down or not? You guys are going to depend on whether we get a shutdown this Friday or not, okay? But our VA checks are coming in. Okay. It's better. And a retirement. Yeah, the speaker went over to the White House yesterday and was trying to negotiate. And he's saying that it's more important to fund the border than Ukraine. So your thoughts on that? Do you think it's going to happen? Because they're going to make this decision based on you two.
It never happened. That was my way to do it. I think one time in my history of being a military, being a veteran, my pay was delayed once.
I had it happen twice under Clinton, 95, and then another time under Obama, I believe,
To deal with the Ukraine.
I'm sick of it.
my stuff ordered it. It's an airport concern. What is it, $3 billion now that we sent to Ukraine to total? But they won't spend the money to defend us.
Never.
And they come up with this lame border thing that's not doing anything. Secure border. All it's doing is speeding up the process of releasing illegals at work.
Right.
Less
fun. Same here. It's not our country.
I lost them.
Right.
I just understand it's almost like we did not follow, but we pour money for what's happening.
Yes. Right.
And find out this use of the funds that we've sent over there. You know, he sent his wife on vacations to Europe and everything else on our dime.
Yeah.
And he's imprisoning his political allies. And we're back to this guy.
Right. He's kicking out Christians, number one.
Well, it's the same thing Biden's doing, so I guess, we're all in the same boat.
Yeah. So, Rebel, go ahead, Rebel.
Right.
And there's a lot of the judges that are on the boards of elect, their boards over there to send the money back home once it gets off there. It should.
Yeah.
So you've got
Maurice.
Yeah.
And you've got, what's that other guy? Looks like
John.
John. John.
Yeah.
Over there.
Pelosi's kid was doing that too, and so was her son.
It's all for just peddling the money back into their pockets, you know.
Yeah, but the more they give, they go through Congress and FTX, and they get kickbacks in Congress and the Senate. So people are making a lot of money, and that's why they're complaining about it, because they should never have enough $1 million. Never, ever.
Yeah. Yeah, they took all of our experience, war seasoned veterans, and threw them out because they were jabbed. And they ain't bringing them back. You know,
right.
Kids.
Yeah.
In turn. And, I mean, let's just be honest, the work ethic of the younger generation today is not what we do.
No.
You know? And they've taken away the warrior mentality. Intellect mentality rather than a work mentality. They work, you know, it's great. Get down in Paris and say, hey, it's for ballot.
Really?
You should. No. You can't get in on a G2P. If you don't have a high school diploma, and you're a top, they won't stop.
Really? Right.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you can take Delver from down the block.
Mm-hmm.
My son did it, you know, great. And basically what he did was he spied with a few. And I was just astounded when he got out of boot camp. Never I said, okay, when he checked into his unit, they didn't explain nothing. They didn't explain, you know, do your nothing. I said, what do you do to deploy? Well, first of all, we don't pull out volunteers, which again, got me by surprise. He said, then if they do, I'll have to make it okay.
Yeah, it's a big
terror's hard to clean. No. I said, you're going to go into a cop.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to take the hard plane?
Probably.
That's what they get pilots, fighter pilots have these.
And granted, like I said, he didn't have to go in. And even if he went over there, he would not have been here. There was active content. He'd have been a cell somewhere. Same thing he's doing here.
Admin. Yeah, well.
Yeah. It's muscle memory. Okay. That's why we went to the right here for 6 months. Okay. So you could run, you know, your body would be central for 6 months. It's recoil. I've been out 35 years, and I've lost my muscle.
Let me show you guys something. I'm going to present something. There you go. This right here. Okay. This is, you guys see it?
Yep.
This is the Chef 16 juice eater. We actually worked on these in Ohio. These are the ones, they're A models, they're ancient. They're made of stone, wheels of stone, okay? Just think about it that way. These things are old and tired, and I don't think they'll be much effective. We don't have these in our Air Force. These planes are not even built in the U.S. These are all made in Europe. So what they're telling you on TV is not the truth. These things are ancient. So when I heard they were getting them, I thought, what in the world? Why would they do that? Because the other countries are giving them up. They want to get rid of these planes and build something more modern. And this is supposed to be not, they're not all the same. Not every F-16 is the same. This is the problem with their logic. And they're telling us they're coming from America. They are not. They're nothing. We never had these are like 70s. So what you hear on TV is not actually was actually happening. I think it's maybe it's ignorant or something, but these are not the magic bullet. I know. Well, once we get those, we're going to have Well, you got to get parts. There's so many logistics involved. You just don't get the plane to start flying. You got to get all the support equipment. This is a mess. This is a total mess. And I don't think they have enough time. But you got to fix planes when they break, and it's not an easy thing to work on. It's completely different than what the MiG-29s are, most of them junk. So, 1977, there's MiG-29s. We flew against those guys. It's real. What do you think about Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise in that movie Top Gun. I refuse to watch it because I know I will criticize the day like that. I can't stand it, but Tom Cruise on the set was telling the Navy guys to salute him because of the colonel. Some gunny went up to him. He said, "You are not in the military. You don't talk to my boys like that."
Yeah.
That's right. They don't care who you are. You're a celebrity or not. You're not in the ring.
I don't watch a lot of military.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Really? Right. No, they don't. It's more dramatic to say make them. Yeah, right. Totally get it. And I see the same thing. I cannot watch Top Gun. I watched Top Gun 1, and I was so disappointed. It was so ridiculous. And the Navy guys would say the same thing. Like, they did a little better, I hear, on this one, but the dialogue and the tactics are like, it's all Hollywood. Not everything, you're not going to be flying an afterburner that much just to get to the target. You're not going to be like, you're zooming around. You're going to be doing maneuvers, but some airplanes can't handle it at the high speed. So, now there are Tom Cruise like pilots, but they're respectful of other. I hate the movies. Yeah, but he's not a fighter pilot.
He's Who cares?
With 3 missiles. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, you're right.
Whether it's a story on TV or the news or anything like that, it's all a bunch of propaganda.
Local and nationally.
Pretty much. It's just, whoever's got the deepest pockets to make the movie. And
right.
Like you were saying, you got a Navy SEAL, it's female. What are they trying to do? I mean, they're trying to portray something that's never going to happen.
Oh, okay.
are 17 years old. My son, my first boy, is on sport in a sixth grade.
No way. That's awful.
And she comes to me, she's in sixth grade, she comes to me and she says, I want to have a boy. And I said, okay, why do you want to become a boy? And she wants to be called that. We have words that have my brother call it as boy. We talked about it. Oh, you're not
no.
I'm sorry, you want to my client and she was grandpa all of it.
Yeah. Right?
That's just some sort of a illusion that they come up with, that it's sickness, you know what I mean? It's whatever you want to call it. And I mean, you would take like a normal human being, and you would want to, like, if you wanted to chop his arm off, just chop it off.
Yeah.
You would go to the hospital. Nobody would chop your arm off. I'm sorry, they're going to do just go to the hell, just because he feels like, well,
right.
I'm just the person that needs one arm. That's the way
yeah.
I feel inside. I identify as one arm man.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's going to go to chop your arm off. But by golly, if you're a little boy, a 12-year-old boy, go to the hospital and say, I want to be a girl. They'll have no problem there.
They'll also cut off the girl's breast.
It's not
give, don't give her a male hormone. It's like a good man.
It's
a
good cycle.
It's a school. It's a school that's doing it. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Go to an elementary school. Remember we went what was it? That event down in Naples? They talked about it. They're giving people options, kids. They're starting really young. And then it messes them up later on, and they commit suicide. Suicide record. Suicide. Yeah.
It has gone so far that now have kids identifying as cats. And they are put litter boxes in the bathroom.
I heard that. Oh, my goodness.
And here's my question. It's been asked, can I identify as black?
Of course.
That's where you're born. That's
yeah.
where you're born. He said, you were born a guy. What's the difference? You know, they got a guy right now, police department in Chicago, just decided to let their officers dress the way they identify.
Oh, boy.
And change their sex and everything on their permanent record. If it's a guy, it's the same as a girl. And they're going
to change. I want to live in the 70s again.
Yeah, that's it.
Where things were simpler and you just played outside, nobody had phones or anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. When I was Jimmy's memorial about I was sitting at a table with two full-bird colonels, a lieutenant colonel, a major, two master guns, and a gun. And I just felt him by myself, which is a woman that used to be in my career. Well, I was told that's not the correct. Okay, firm, definitely. I said, what?
Right, yes.
Well, Master Gunn told me that there's lots of PSA courses, but now we're going to play Steve Bingo. Because every time you say something about what's going to tell all my
Yeah, they are. Oh, yeah, they've been doing that since 2015, since Obama was on. Yeah. Thank you, Greg. Right. Well. Right.
Yes, sir.
You know, equal rights for equal people. Yeah.
That's why we're still making these
steps. takes sometimes, not a pinch for other things.
Yeah, what's that noise? Oh, okay. So yeah, you're right. UCMJ was everything. That was your life.
What? And it's in the right of wrong.
Yeah.
What was my fellow thing? It's not slap off, sir. Well,
yeah, exactly.
All around the sugar. Now, you want some sugar? Don't you buy it?
So let me ask you a question then. Like, in the Marine Corps, this is how I understood it. Okay. You don't have feelings. They're not assigned to you. You don't have thoughts. You don't have... You do your job. You can think about your job. Yeah.
You respond to appropriate work.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Okay.
You can make your own decisions when you're working stuff, but other than that, you got to make... Your tactics and everything are still with you, but...
Right.
We don't care about your feelings.
They hurt up. It
was twice.
And then we found out
what it was. Oh, yeah. I think there was. That just went through. Just on the way back from the Philippines. Yeah.
I remember.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. TV, period. I don't watch any. I can't. The commercials, everything, and all the, you know, this is going to kill you if you take it. Take this medicine, but it's you know, one side effect, instant death. Okay. The people still, and it's a real picture of happiness. Yeah, that's what they do. It's crazy.
That's the minor side of things.
Right.
I don't have acne anymore, but I'm fitting myself before I go.
You forgot stroke and it's the heart attack and all the other stuff. But what's in it? What is it trying to? It's not fixing anything. Okay, yeah, we're going to go. We're going to go to the universal. What is it called? Universal Rebel. What's the name of it? Cures or something?
Oh, the universal antidote.
Oh, there you go. Antidote. I forgot to write that down. So.
I'm going to do something.
So I'm going to look that up. I always use Earth Clinic. There's no doctors on it. It's just people that find cures, and that's helped me out a lot.
Yeah, you'll find most of your information, if you're sick, if you've got an issue, like I'm sure a number of things that have been wrong with me.
Yeah.
By not going to a doctor.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
High blood pressure, I mean, all that crap that I, you know, put that, you can eat enough stuff that it'll make you sick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of discipline you get to do. If you look at, you know, the insurance, and specifically fluorine dioxide, if you look at the side effects, which there are, but yet the CDC, if you go to the CDC site or the FDA site,
of course,
or something like that, they're going to tell you that it's bleach, that you can't drink it, you can't do it. Keep it off you, stay away from it. There's so many side effects that will kill you. Well, you know, what I do is I look at, okay, what's chemotherapy? Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I watched a guy that I was friends with for a number of years that had cancer come out. I tried to keep him away from it, but, you know, you can only do so much. You can only go so far.
Right.
And wherever they're trust levels at with themselves, but, you know, I'd rather die before I go to the damn doctor. So that's my chemo radiation. Yeah, exactly.
So, he almost killed my dad.
Yeah.
Well, he killed my mother. Killed my mother-in-law.
Wow.
My brother had smoke. I needed radiation on him, and now he's cancer-free, but every day he gets to the point he's closer and closer where he's not going to be able to swallow.
Wow.
His throat is so burnt from the radiation that he can't hardly swallow food.
Wow.
And he's going to have to go on a tube.
No way.
How is that helpful?
It's not. It's just simply not. It's like, cutting off one disease for another.
Right.
Well, the VA is the worst, too. The VA is
the worst. Let's get you started on that.
Okay. Antipsychotics, antidepressants, bipolar medicine, anti-anxiety medicine. I was a walking zombie for 2 years, and I never felt any better. I just felt like a zombie, and I weaned myself off of it, and the best thing I did was change my attitude. You know, it was just all about me changing me.
Right.
Because the drugs, all they're going to do is suppress it. You know, just like their jab, you know, it didn't prevent you from getting transmitted.
No.
It just suppressed the symptoms. What? You know, in 2020, when COVID hit, Webster Dictionary went in and changed the
Right. Yep. Of
your vaccine. Something that cured the disease. Well, they were in 2020 and they changed it to something that suppresses the symptoms.
It will work out to them. Thank you. I like you got Rebel. I love it because when I was in the military, the reason I didn't take it was, well, one of the reasons for I knew we were in it was I got tired of being a pincushion in the military. Still really do this, take that. And it was like mandatory. Everything you took, go get your I don't know what it's called, anthrax. Get your anthrax. I got one. Must be seven. I know a lot of people messed up by it, but do you know how they do that? You know how they do that? There's a line, and they're like, next. Okay. Good God. Doobie. What? Oh, yeah. Get your arm. Doobie. When I was a kid, they did that to the kids back in the 70s. A line. Yeah. Military. It's crazy. Yeah. You are. You're a cattle. I could say thing. Yeah. I got to get my VA up, so I'm going to go see a doctor next month just to get on those.
Yeah. I had to just
Because they're, it's about money. It was already out before that happened, so. Yeah, we know now.
Those children.
Wow.
And I have a lot of killing a lot of children. And, you know, this act will see death that's up and alternative kind of cures blood or something. Same thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not right.
Just be like, I just bother
your mom. Yeah. They really don't care. Here's the thing. They don't care. They're not prosecuting. People are becoming victims in New York State, Chicago, and all these places. They're refusing to do anything to them. As those leaked out today, do not prosecute any of these people. And they continue. They're just roaming around. They're just doing whatever they want. Right. Yeah. Same thing happened to your son, though. Same thing happened.
He killed my son in 2012. They know that they. Now, between 2010 and 2005, my son.
Yep. They know the people at the border is my office giving and like this is what you do, you just let it go. Doesn't matter. Yeah. You and I, if we were border patrol, if we were down there, we would have put the fence up. We'd have put our own fence up. Yeah, it's good. Yep. Excellent. That's what I would have done. I know you would have done it too.
It sounds.
Yes. You know, it's some country. Well, no, it's all right.
That's what it's
yeah.
How many more rounds?
They don't have any ranks at all. Zero ranks. Yes.
Not very legal.
Right. Right.
80% of silence are false. And the 10% that aren't false, only about
40%. Yeah, New York is going crazy right now, you know. Even the mayor. Eric Adams actually is starting to cave in now. He's starting, there's no way. Just think about it, Eric. Eric, if you're listening, you can't sustain what you have in New York. Guess what? It's still open. Thousands and millions are going to come through, and they're going to be shipped to your city. There's no way it's going to be sustainable.
They've already taken a vehicle.
And you've been out. You're losing everything, yeah? It's impossible. Impossible. Yeah.
These are people that are actually worth it.
It's going to destroy New York.
It's not destroyed. New York's going to be shut.
Yeah. Yes. They say they're voting Republican this time. For real, New York and Chicago, they are done, especially the black community. No, the African-American community in Chicago is upset with their new black mayor.
Yep. Follow up.
No. Really?
To become
cops. Really? Oh,
okay.
The states are lost. Yeah.
Just to defend doing it, it's all of those kind of strengths in Colorado. But to me, it seems like they're trying so hard to get the citizens of the to rise up.
Flowers and marijuana leaves, nettles, so the people are getting really sick with that marijuana. It's not pure marijuana.
Well, I shouldn't be smoking
this
shit anyway.
That's right. That's not the good stuff. Just say it's the good stuff.
It's still so And it ends in Tommy.
Yep.
How about this idea? Let's create a program for those people to get into the workforce. Stop sitting at home.
Yeah, right.
Doing whatever they do, you know. You got to give them some kind of a, an IRS, the CEO.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that sounds about right. Right. Right.
Yeah. It's insanity. That's why I stay to myself, keep my doors closed, my phone business. Oh, yeah, there's a time piece changing. I mean, with this artificial intelligence, there's a lot of good, there's a lot of bad. But, you know, it's just like anything else that goes. You know, it used to be, you had to go to school, go to college, get a degree before you make $250,000 a year, you know, $400,000 a year. Well, with this economy, anyone can do that. With the way the internet's set up, the way information is set out here, anybody can become a millionaire. There's 1,700 millionaires created every day of the week, right here in the United States. And you know, because of the artificial intelligence, I mean, I'm working on a book. I got three quarters of the way done with it. Just started up 2 weeks ago. I mean, I use artificial intelligence for a lot of things. And if used for the right things, and of course, I'm getting to the age where I just don't really give a shit either. There's a lot of the younger people. Not driven like my son. Sometimes they're so stupid. I just want to smack the shit out of it because they're thinking wrong. Their ways of making money, it's okay. But you know, I've been an entrepreneur for probably 20 years. So I don't much. You know, if I'm broke, I get a job. That's not the way it is. And my kids are kind of, I see them, and it just frustrates the hell out of them. You know, I got to let them know that's who they are. I can't, you know, I can just feel them like, if they can't look at my life and say, oh, man, I'm going to be like that, then they need to do what's in their course, their daily actions, you know. Where I'm at is, they got to be smart about it. Yeah, they do. They have to be smart about it. I mean, well, my mom's son's making $30 an hour where he's working. That's pretty damn good. So you know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes you have good days, sometimes you have bad. But it's like anything else. You know, I'm trying to get them out of, you know, I think they are taking over a bunch of shit. And the things that they're doing, you know, the jobs that they're doing, they can very well take over. I just want them to have something behind them, you know, where they have knowledge of where they can go next and go quickly. And pick up the pace from there. But see, when I was put up
drywall, okay, then we went into build house, and I built out according when I came out. And that's what I did. And my son, Jimmy, was very, very intelligent, very much. But he still went to work. And he learned to make things. So that if that fell out,
probably what he's doing.
Right now, how many kids do you know in high school who say, I want to be a farmer, or I want to be a plumber, or I want to be an electrician?
They want to be an influencer.
Yeah. They want to sit there and scream.
Yeah.
And I don't care how advanced you get. You're not going to get them a machine built up. Okay?
You can get them to build, like, the parts to it. Necessarily,
he's not. Lord knows, I'll be dead for a couple of months.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, they're barely cars. And the thing about it, I know about it. And that's your. All right.
Skynet. I work for Skynet. Hey guys, listen, thanks for coming on. You got to look him on every week if you want to.
And a pleasure to meet you too. And
Doobie.
Who was it? Doobie, okay.
So Rebel Hayes is actually Rebel Hayes had 9 lawsuits or something like that against attorneys. He won every one of them. He's not an attorney. He's an incredible guy. Very smart. Doobie and I go to different, run in the same circles, kind of.
Yeah.
We did a speaking thing. Did you go to Rock the Red last time?
Where were you? Were you in Nashville?
No, I was South Carolina in 2020, 2021. No. Okay.
And API, they might as well have assist. I have already taken them to Europe. Their state representative.
Okay. he goes to Congress and he talks to the House. So
yeah.
About
I go to conservative gatherings and tell the story of my son. And
yeah.
What happened.
You need guys. So I appreciate you guys coming on. We're going to do it again next week if you're available. So.
Give me a shout.
I sure will.
See you.
Okay, thanks. And that's you too. All right. It's the end of our show. I got stuff to do, y'all. I got to go. See you next week. The American Illusion Show, the Kevin White Show, what do you want to call it. And I'm signing up. Thank you. Bye.